As most of you know, last Sunday we had a mission sister here making the appeal, but last Sunday there should be a card in your pew, unless they've all gone at the last night's Mass, which is marked the 20th of September. So last week, but because we couldn't keep it last week, today is Home Mission Sunday. And to emphasise that importance, this pastoral letter comes to you on behalf of all the bishops of England and Wales together. This day, at the moment, we're inviting every member of the Catholic community to pray for, participate in, and support the work of evangelisation in England and Wales. This is our task of deepening, sharing, and proclaiming our faith sensitively and confidently wherever we may be. In July, a national conference took place in Birmingham at which representatives of every diocese looked at this task of spreading the gospel message. At that, many practical ideas were explored and exchanged. These are now available for our consideration, and the hope is that every parish will look at these suggestions and take up one or two of them, chosen according to your own circumstances. Our initiative has this theme, building missionary parishes. This is so important as the challenges to faith today are many and deep-rooted. So to say that we already, if you look at your newsletter, have started with the Catholicism series, running them again, because all of them bear looking at over and over again. But also on Tuesday, 7:30, we begin that forming intentional disciples group. So at least you can say to people, things are going on. Pope Francis shows us that the true heart of faith is hugely attractive. He shows us how to let our faith be seen. He does this by making clear the great mercy of God, the mercy that he has received and that he shows to all. The mercy of God is God's love in action, reaching out to every person, to each of us in our own weakness. Mercy is God's tender embrace in lifting us up and inviting us to start again. In the psalm we had last week, and indeed in today's, last week it's the Lord upholds my life, today the precepts of the Lord gladden the heart. Mercy there appears all the more clearly when, recognizing our own sinfulness, we rely totally and joyfully on the goodness of God. It was Pope Francis, when asked to describe himself, he said simply, "I'm a sinner." As we understand the depth of God's never-failing mercy towards us, then we are freed to offer the same mercy to those around us. And in doing so, we show forth the best of our faith. Our response to Pope Francis is to make the task of proclaiming God's mercy the priority in our own efforts. This we will strive to do, especially during the Jubilee Year of Mercy established by Pope Francis, which begins on our feast of title, the 8th of December, the Immaculate Conception of Our Lady. He writes, "How much I desire that the year to come will be steeped in mercy, so that we can go out to every man and woman, bringing the goodness and tenderness of God. May the balm of mercy reach everyone." So we ask your help. Together, let us proclaim mercy. The key is showing our faith in the way we live it, is to be ready to live constantly in the presence of God. If we're aware, as it were, of God's mercy, then we're in the presence of God. We're aware of that, and it's bringing that to others, knowing that God never takes his eyes off us, not to catch us out, but because he loves us so much. When we are constantly aware of that loving gaze which is upon us, and of the mercy and encouragement that flows our way, then we are enabled to look on others in the same way. And these are the foundations of evangelization. On them, other steps can be built. The opportunity to speak about our faith. The expression of that love in programs of action towards those most in need. A loving care for those who have been hurt by life and hurt within the church, for whom any return to the practice of their faith is particularly difficult. In this effort for evangelization, we seek out ways of accompanying others through friendship, through prayer, through conversation, so that they sense in us the welcome that God most certainly extends to them. Our efforts need not be complicated or heroic, as our Blessed Lady reminds us, through our humble efforts, the Lord can do great things. Finally, we, your bishops, want to thank each and every one of you for the witness that you already give. Your presence at Mass today is a good example. By coming to Mass, you not only give due worship to God, but also publicly proclaim your faith to everyone who knows of your commitment and routine. We thank you for your daily efforts in family living, the patterns of family life that you work hard to sustain, because the family is the first and best school of faith, of prayer, and of virtuous living. Together, let us seek to live out the words of our Pope Francis. It's from Evangelii Gaudium. The joy of the gospel fills the hearts and lives of all who encounter Jesus. Those who accept his offer of salvation are set free from sin, sorrow, inner emptiness, and loneliness. With Christ, joy is constantly born anew. I wish to encourage the Christian faithful to embark upon a new chapter of evangelization marked by this joy. And it's marked with all good wishes and prayers, Vincent Cardinal Nichols and Archbishop Peter Smith of Southwark.